Good morning, everyone, and happy Mother's Day. Today is sometimes commonly known as Good Shepherd Sunday. If you've been listening to the readings, you'll see that they're all talking about sheep and shepherds and referring to Jesus Christ as the Good Shepherd. And it is also Mother's Day, and I thought to myself, there has got to be something out there that can bring the two together. And I came up with the perfect thing, a movie from 1955 called Night of the Hunter, about a serial killer. I just wanted to get your attention. It is, actually, but give me a minute, I'll get to it. So, anyone seen Night of the Hunter, 1955, Robert Mitchum? It's a classic, and it has lived on because for its time it was revolutionary. One reason it was revolutionary is because the hero of the movie happens to be a woman, and if you're thinking 1955 and films, you know, westerns were a really big deal, right? So you've got guys riding around with guns getting rid of the bad guys, right? But this was a woman who happened to have a gun who got rid of the bad guy. And so it's church, we're not going to dwell on the guns, but stick with me with the metaphor, okay? So very quickly, the movie is Robert Mitchum plays a preacher, who's really a mean, nasty guy, who goes around, his knuckles are tattooed love on one fist and hate on the other. And every time he bumps into people, his sermon is, the world is full of love and hate, and they always wrestle, and they see which one's going to win. He's really kooky. He is in jail. He gets out of jail, and he had heard from somebody in jail that there was this pot of money laying around, and he goes to a town to get it. And he'll stop at nothing to get it, and he winds up killing somebody, and the children in the house run away. And they wind up at Rachel's house. Now, Rachel is well beyond her retirement years, and she is going to protect these children. She's going to be their mother hen. And so sure enough, there's a scene where Robert Mitchum, the evil preacher turned killer, well, I don't really know which one came first, actually, but he's meandering about the house trying to find his moment when he can get the kids because they witnessed the crime. And Rachel gets him before he can get the kids, and he's wounded and he runs off and he finally gets arrested. Now, what I really want to dwell on is not all the action. Might be an interesting movie to see today, this afternoon, on a rainy day on Mother's Day, with the woman being the hero of the story, but the metaphor. The metaphor is really what I'm interested in. The metaphor of having a woman be like a mother hen on a day where we're thinking about Jesus Christ as the great shepherd of the sheep. The metaphor where you have somebody who really ought not be the hero of the film, but she is, because her heart's in the right place, where the preacher is the one who's the kook. She is the one who actually lives out the meaning of the gospel, that we're all supposed to protect the weak who need our protection, who are supposed to care for those who might be in some way or another victimized or maybe marginalized, and to make sure that they know that they are safe, protected, and that they are loved. The movie flips all the common themes of the day on its head. Sound familiar? Don't we often read from a book about a guy who flips the common themes of the day on their head? If you look in the catacombs, there's a lot of art. You know, the catacombs where the Christians hid underground during persecutions throughout the early days of Christianity. And we actually rely on this art to be authoritative when we wonder about the history of the church. So it's some of the earliest Christian art, and it might be the earliest Christian art. I'd have to double check that. We use the art to help us know what the people of this time were experiencing, thinking, doing. Just as a side note, there exists a piece of art on the walls of a person wearing exactly the same kind of outfit I'm wearing, in exactly this kind of position, which we call the Oron's position, who is definitely a woman. And there also happens to be another piece of art for today. of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. And so what's interesting about that for us is that we understand, because of that piece of art on the wall, that one of the earliest conceptualizations of Christians about who Jesus is and what Jesus means to them is that Jesus is the Great Shepherd of the sheep. And we carry that with us even today. General Seminary's chapel on their campus is the Chapel of the Good Shepherd. And so it's still a common theme in Christianity, and one I always enjoy talking about. We are called to be imitators of the Great Shepherd, of the Good Shepherd. I like to think of it as the idea that Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd, capital G, capital S, and that we are all good shepherds, lowercase g, lowercase s. That we imitate Christ in being one who cares for all of God's children, especially the people who need extra special care and attention. There are so many images in Scripture, and especially in the New Testament, of those who kind of wander off, or those who are, again, like I said earlier, kind of victimized or marginalized in one way or another, simply because of who they are by birth oftentimes. Who will protect them? Who will make sure they remember that God loves them? Who will provide for their needs in a world that ignores them? Well, in Jesus' time, we saw that Jesus certainly made the effort to do that, not only because he loved them, but also serves as an example for us. And in our time, as Christians, as those who are baptized into the body of Christ, it is our responsibility to do that as well. So I think of this as a two-sided coin. First of all, we are people who inherit this. We are people who live in the confidence of a holy hope that Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd of the sheep, watches over us all the time. And so we can go about our lives even in the worst moments, knowing that we are not alone, knowing that we are loved and cared for by our Creator. Think about that. The Creator of the universe cares about our every moment of life, especially those moments when we suffer. We can't always avoid suffering in life, yes, but we can know that we don't go through it alone. And in our final hour, when we might suffer the most, we would always know that even for eternity, we are in the arms of our loving Creator. What a way to go through life, that even when we feel like we are at the bottom of a pit, we are not at the bottom of a pit alone. We are there with the Creator of the universe, who will be with us for all of eternity. That is the hope that we have in the Good Shepherd. The other side of that coin is that people who live in that hope therefore feel a sense of joy. And we bring that joy to others, and that we are good shepherds to others. What a wonderful way to live. That also is in itself a gift. Don't we want to live with purpose? Don't we want to live with joy and fulfillment? Don't we want to know that we have meaning and impact in our lives? Well, we do, because we are the body of Christ. And people know that wherever we are, there is Christ as well. And that's my question to us today, St. Mark's. It is always good to stop and step back and to be encouraged by the gospel and challenged by the gospel. And I wonder if our challenge today is we are encouraged knowing that we are sheep in the arms of the shepherd. Are we a safe space? Are we a good place for people who might come into our midst and say, I would want to be here in this community all the time? Or maybe just now, on a day when I'm having a terrible day, and to open these doors and walk through and say, I can be part of this group because I feel accepted for who I am. I feel loved for the way God created me. In my lowest times, in my lowest hour, I can come and be around people who lift me up. That's really why we exist as a community. That's what church is about. Now, I want to stop for a second, Because, you know, we're allowed to come here at our lowest moments, and our lowest hours, those of us who think of St. Mark's as our spiritual home all the time. And I go to that image that we see in Revelation today, which is a wonderful paradoxical image. It says that the Lamb on the throne is the shepherd. Now, wait a minute. The shepherd's supposed to be there for the Lamb. How can the Lamb on the throne be the shepherd? What an incredible image. Because yes, Jesus, by his sacrifice, by being a vulnerable person, gave others strength and shows in his vulnerability true strength. Don't you find sometimes that it's nice to share with somebody what's really going on and to know that you may be in the same place that they are? And that in actuality, your weaknesses together make both of you stronger. Don't you sometimes want to find a listening ear where you could share what's really going on in life? And that the best kind of listening ear sometimes can be someone who's gone through the same kind of thing, shared the same sort of experience. I liken it to the idea of if you hurt yourself and you need a splint, and two injured things can come together and splint one another together and become stronger together. In theology, in pastoral care, sometimes we call this the idea of the wounded healer. Jesus, as the Lamb on the throne, the great shepherd of the sheep, shows us what it is to be a wounded healer, shows us that it's okay not to always be your absolute best. Or maybe your absolute best is never as good. And so you never feel whole and you never feel right, but that's only because everybody else in society has forgotten how to love. We are a place where we remember how to love so that nobody ever feels less than, and everyone always feels like this is a place where they can come and be who God created them to be. What a wonderful day where we combine two ideas. Remembering motherhood, I love the way Scripture describes it when Jesus says, I wanted to gather my brood underneath my wings. And where we also remember Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. It is simultaneously a coin with two sides, where we remember that we come together as Christians, as the body of Christ, and we can unbear our burdens in a place like this through prayer and community. And that we are also called to be Christ's to one another and to this world, where people so often need somebody like a mother just to care for them. And where people so often need somebody like a good shepherd. Amen.